Shir Chav Zayin Yom Dalet Yud Aleph Kislev Parshas Vayishlach.
Zog de Mishne. That's if the Seder Advarim is the first Mishnah was the Hezekriya Mishnah. The second Mishnah is a Mishnah from Nehne. If a person did, but he doesn't have to do. So the first Mishnah is the Mishnah of Hezekriya. The second Mishnah is a Mishnah of Nehne. If a person builds what he doesn't have to build, but it comes to a point that you have to pay him for what he did for you. After the Mishnayos are Mesada, the first Mishnah, what you have to build. The second Mishnah is, if someone builds what I don't have to build, if I have to pay him, now the Mishnah comes with a third Mishnah that is built in Giboit of Beit HaMishnayos. This is the order, this is the reason this Mishnah is not straight after the first Mishnah. It's a Hemshech after both Mishnayos together. Zog the Mishnah Hazeh. Koisel Chotzer Shenofal Mechayvim Oisei Livnois Ad Arba Ames. Koisel Chotzer Shenofal Mechayvim Oisei Livnois Ad Arba Ames. So in this part of the Mishnah, Be'etzem, is two chidushim. One chidush, Koisel Chotzer Shenofal, Koisel Chotzer Shenofal, Mechayvim Oisei Livnois Ad Arba Ames. Mechayvim Oisei. He has to rebuild the wall. Koisel Chotzer Shenofal, Mechayvim Oisei Livnois. He has to rebuild the wall. Leman Da'amar Ezekriya Shmei Ezek, it's Poshet. You have to build a wall. Leman Da'amar Ezekriya Loi Shmei Ezek. So why Mechayvim Oisei Livnois? So we saw the Gemara in the Beis Amud Beis said, Teretz. Shenofal Shaini. And we had a Rashi and Teisves. Rashi says, Shekvar Nisratzu Arishoinim. And Teisves says, Shekvar Hurgelu Lasa Is Divrei Hatzna. When there is Beirim that we said the Pshat in the Gemara. But this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. So Koisel Chotzer Shenofal Mechayvim Oisei Livnois. This is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you Mechayv Oisei. Lemanom Ezekriya Shmei Ezek. It's Poshet. Lemanom Aloi Shmei Ezek. Because Nofal Shaini Nisratza Rishoini Manhur Gelulas Is Divrei Hatzna. Ad Arba Ames. He has to build the wall Biz Arba Ames. Frag the Welt. It's very interesting. The first Mishnah of Hezekriya, the Mishnah doesn't speak out what is the height of the wall has to be. The first Mishnah doesn't speak out what is the height of the wall. The second Mishnah, the third Mishnah, the Derech Agav, the Mishnah speaks out what is the height of the wall. I saw the new Gemara, they bring down Epes from the Bis Yosef, that this line goes on both Mishnayos in Kabbalah, in the Kabel. In the middle is a different Mishnah, I don't know how. About the Pashtus, the answer is Leman the Omar Loishmei Hezek. It's a very that's the Gemara says it in the Beis Amud Beis that Salke Daito Chamine that Nisratzu Arishoinim. Rabbi Yehuda said we're going to Firashi Nisratzu Arishoinim. So Be'etzem they were masking to build a wall, and the first wall was Lemalo Me'arba Ames. So when you rebuild the wall, maybe you will have to rebuild the wall, Lemala Me'arba Ames. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. We say, Nisratzu, and the first one a lot, and Mikan Ve'le'aba, they only maskim Arba Ames. So there's a bigger chiddush to say it in our Mishnah, that when they rebuild the wall, you don't have to rebuild it, only Biz Arba Ames. This is the Man Omar Loi Shmei Hezek. And Man Omar Shmei Hezek, what is the chiddush at Arba Ames? I would think that they got used to already. And Valdi got used to already, Valdi got used to build a wall. And Shehurgelulas is Divre Hatzna, so I would think that Valhurgelulas is Divre Hatzna, and they got used to doing Divre Hatzna inside the Chotzer, maybe the second wall has to be even Lemalo Midaladamas. Taisus by us in the Bahamaskil Afalpi says that even that a Zikri is till Daladamas is a Mustak of a Zikri even Lemalam with Daladamas. So I would think Val already Hurgulasis Divre Hatzna. So Bemele now, when they're rebuilding the wall, maybe already they have to build it even Lemalam with Daladamas. And the Chiddush is that they don't have to. The Chiddush is that they don't have to. So Mikomakin, we have a Chiddush in the Mishnah, Shemechayvi Moise Livnois, that you have to build, and only Ad Arba Amis. Becheska Shenosan Ad Sheyovi, what? So Vaistois, it's not so stark, that Hezek. But not so stark. Becheska Shenosan Ad Sheyovi Raye Sheloi Nosan. And the Mishnah is Mechadesh, and the Mishnah is Mechadesh, that if he claims that he paid, he's Neman. So Be'etzem, if we want to misak him, we have three Chidushim in the Mishnah, in the Reisha. Koisel Chotzer Shenofal, Mechayvi Moisel Livnois, you re have to build a wall. And, Zekir Shmezek, Lo Shmezek, Ad Arba Ames, only to rebuild it Ad Arba Ames, not more from that. And if he claims that he paid already, we believe him that he paid. Three Chidushim. And this Be'etzem pushes us to the fourth Chiddush that stayed there in the Mishnah. That when one person builds the wall, he could come over to his friend after it and claim him, please pay me the wall back. Who said? You're right, we had to build together. You lost, you build it. I don't have to pay you back. Who said I have to pay you back? You build, thank you very much. Does state that when one person builds, the other person has to pay him back. And it's not so poshut, why? The Balamoyer and the Ramban and the Sugi of Makiv and Mikiv that we didn't manage to learn so much have a big machlekes. Why, when one person builds the wall, you're right, both of us have to build. But one decides, he's nice, he's building it on his own. And he goes to recharge his friend later, the Rishayni Matratzach. Why? Why the Chiyuv is there? Was the Hezekri, and the Hezekri is not here. You're right, I had a Chiyuv, too bad. Stayed in the Mishnah that if you build it for me, I have to pay you back. I have to pay you back. It's not like Perea Choyve Shel Chaveiroi. It's not like Mavriah Hari. And it's different as Beirim in the Rishonim. Why? But Lemaisa, I have to pay you back. So the Mishnah Be'etzem, Hapash the Mishnah is Mechadesh Fur Chidushim. Mechayvi Moise Livnois. He has to rebuild it. If you both man the Omrim. Ad Arba Ames. You could force him to rebuild it Ad Arba Ames and not more from Arba Ames, even if the first wall was more from Arba Ames. Third Chiddush is that if he claimed that he paid you back, he's believed that he paid you back, but he has to pay you back. This is the Chiddush of the Reisha, the Sefer. Samach lo yikoyselach lemala medaladames, ein mechayvi moise. But if you build lemala medaladames, in that part, I don't have to. There are a couple things. If the wall was lemala medaladames, I only have to build till Arba Ames. More from Arba Ames, I don't have to build with you. This is the first Chiddush. And even if you build it, I don't have to chip in. It's Pashtazek. It's interesting, Machlekes Rishonim, the Rosh says, not only that I don't have to build Lemala Midaladamas, and I don't have to chip in if you build, I could stop you building. I'm telling you, we have a wall Ad Arba Ames that we built together. If you make it higher, it will collapse. So this whole Mishnah is that the first person built it, and the second one was Shaisek. And now the first one wants to charge him, he tells him, you can't charge me. But if the second one wants to stop him, he's telling me, you make the wall to collapse, you're stopping the ear. Then Mukiyesu says, Chas v'sholem. Avade, mischuse ha-koysel, that I could rebuild on it even higher. I could build on it higher. It's not the mokim to learn here, because maybe before you do a chazor, it's important to oischash mentake. So if the guy wants to do it higher, he has to make it wider?
Yeah.
What? Well, I'm saying it.
No, but like it's
forbidden
between the
says, and I'm explaining. Lechure, we have a shail if you have a right to make it higher or not. The Rosh learns, you don't have a right. Say the Mikyasa says, I have a right. But we learned in the Sugi before, in Daf Gimel, that an Amis and 6 stands. Higher, it doesn't stand. So if you want to make it higher, the whole thing will collapse. So lechurah, if you want to make it higher, could be, I have a right to say, you have to make it wider. Again, I'm saying, enough ois cheshbon, this negeh be'etzim to the sugi and enough gimel, how much you could add? Zog digmore baita. even that I don't have to chip in למעלה מדל אדמס, סומך לקויסל אחר כנגדו, אף על פי שלא נסע לא סתיקו, מגלגל עם עולה וסקויל. He has to chip in, מדי נהנה. This בעצם השייך is to the Mishnah of Dalet Amud Beis. And here the Nesibis is מדייק that he chips in לפי מה שגודר לכול העלמה. אז לא מחליק אסחיה ברב אין רבונה. We'll have to explain it like why. בחזקה שלו נוסן עד שיוביר ראי שנוסן. So בעצם in our Mishnah, before we're going into the chelik of our sugya, is זיידי כחידושים בעיל חויס דלת אמס. קויס אל חוצו שנופל, מחייבים או יסוי, first חידוש, עד דלת אמס, second חידוש, בחסקה שנוסן, third חידוש, that he has to chip in even if the person built on his own, the fourth חידוש. This is the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah, the Dalet and Dalet Ames, you can't force me to build more. Machlekes Rishonim, if you have a right. If you did it, I also don't have to chip in. But if somehow lekoyis el acher, then midin nene, I have to pay. Aval pishalos on the satiko, and this is a big shaila. Why nene is chayev? This we'll see the tesis. When Avdem say the Mishnah, even the somehow lekoyis el acher that you have to pay, aber it's becheska shaloi nosan ad sheyoviraya shenosan. This is the Mishnah mitzad atzmo. Say it. Chutz from all of that, the pshat of the Mishnah is a sugya here. This is the sugya we're going to learn today. The Mishnah is mechadish here, a whole chidush, a whole different noise. All of these were the pshat of the Mishnah. It's a whole different noise how to learn, what to learn in this Mishnah. We'll start the first part. The Mishnah is mechadish, mechayvim oisa, you could force your friend to build a wall. He doesn't want, you build yourself, you could force him to chip in later to pay you the money that you put into the wall. Now you come over and you ask him, pay me the money. He says, I paid. Zog the Mishnah, he's believed that he paid. He's believed that he paid. I'm asking you a shaila. Why he's believed that he paid? Why Becheska Shenosam? Again, I could force him to build a wall. If he builds the wall, I could force him to build a wall. And if I build it myself, I could ask him to pay me for the money that I invested. Say that. It's Becheska Shenosan. Becheska Shenosan. I claim, pay me. He says, I paid. I said, I paid. Becheska Shenosan. He's never to say that he paid. Why is never to say that he paid? Why is never to say that he paid? Why is Nemeth to say that he paid? Why is Nemeth to say that he paid? So, Zogt Rab Kiva Egel in the Ksav Yaretz, in the Blue Rab Kiva Egel, and Be'etzem it's a Piske Rit. Why not? If a person comes to his friend, you owe me $100. The guy said, Porati. He's Nemeth. And he says, Porati, I paid you. The halacha is his nema. A person is nema to say Porati. So I'm telling you now, I build a wall, you owe me money. I paid you. Porati. Porati is nema. When I say, Piskerit, I say, state. Not at that. Frank the Piskerid, Amal Veschaveiri Bishtar, Yenemolem Oporati, Lonemolem Oporati, Amal Veschaveiri Beidim. He says it's not called Amal Veschaveiri Beidim. The Piskerid goes over all the clothing of Amal Veschaveiri. I'm giving you money, I'm never to say Porati. So here, I'm never to say Porati. I'm never to say Porati. Say it. Glad. Frank the Abkiveiger, and Rashi steht nicht as a. Rashi, look in Rashi, the Bolomis and the Rashi inside. Mechayim is a living is Adal Adames, the Bohoch is Sagi Lezekriya. Becheska Shenos, and Imamara Echo Lahar Shabnoi, and near Sisi, Micheli, Shaloi Rotso Zelesayeni, the Toy Bechatze Ayatia Vizoim and Osati Helki Nemel, Achi Ovi Atuva Aidim Shetovo, Velinosa, the cave on the Hoybol of Lesaya, Umishpat Zela called Golui, Loyo Boyne Micheloi, Elo Yotzaikol of Bebezdim. Lefichoch, for sure he would not build on his own. This is the Yosani of Lefichoch. A person doesn't let the other person, he forces the other person to pay. He would not invest the money on his own. Becheska Shenosan. Frank Rav Kiva Eiger, why Rashi has to come to it? And the answer, the Piskeri doesn't come to that. Piskeri said, a person is Neman to say Porati. person is nemet to say parati. Why Rashi has to add here a whole shtikul teir? Rashi adds a whole shtikul teir here. That Eilech HaPerat, for sure, I would come to Beis Din, I would yell on you. The reason Rashi said it, he had a diuk in the Mishneh. Becheskas Shenosan. Doesn't say that he's nemet to say Porati. State Becheskas Shenosan. Porati is not that we know. You owe me $100, I paid you. I'm a Yisrochaber, I'll have a raya. But not that I have a raya that I paid. Just, you can't force me to pay, I'm nemet to say Porati. Over here state Becheskas Shenosan. So Rashi was medayek the Becheskas Shenosan, and Mikael the Duke of Becheskas Shenosan, Rashi was mechadesh, that is a positive raya that he paid. There's a positive raya that he paid. Frag them, Kibbehege, but why Rashi needs to come to that? Why you need it? Why it's not enough to say Porati? You're right, the Mishnah is Meduyek Kazay. But why you need it, Taka? Why it's not enough to say that he's never to say Porati, but why not? Zogt Rab Kiveige, Raposhte Nafkemine. If it's mitzad Porati, so bemele I don't have to chip into the money. You right? But if later le moshel the wall will fall down, and I want to use the stones to say they're mine, I want to lean on the stones, I can claim that they're mine? No? Porati, you can't force me to pay. But I don't have a raya that I paid. I don't have a oichoche that I paid. I need a raya and a oichoche that I paid. I don't have a raya and a oichoche that I paid. Porati, you can't sue me. You can't ask for money. Masha'enken, if it's becheska shenosan, so it's a raya that I paid. I have a oichoche that I paid. If I have a raya and a oichoche that I paid, the mele, I'm never to mishtamish bakoisel. It's interesting, Take. If we look like the piskerit, so Take, he can use the koisel later? If we look like the piskerit, but Itaki can't use the kreisel. The piskerit, but he can't use the kreisel. So the ktsois, Itaki asks the kasha. The ktsois didn't learn like Rav Kiva Eger that it's a becheska shenosan. The ktsois learned that it's a normal porati, it's not an extra name on it. Kiva Eger makes of Yadis Medaik and Rashi, it's an extra name on it. The ktsois learns that it's nishkan extra name on it. Frag the ktsois, Itaki, so why is allowed to be mishtamish in the kreisel? He's only name that he paid. Zog de Ktsois, dat val a koisel boni al mokim shneyem, anan tzadi shu moichel es a koisel miyad, because a person is not allowed to build something on my reshus without letting me to be zoiche, and later to charge me. But if he's not giving me the stones before he charges me, he's not allowed to leave them on my floor. While he's building it in between us and mokim a koisel that was belonged to Bob, so first he lets me to be zoiche, and he's hoping I will pay him. As I learned the Ktsois. But again, so we have the Val two drochim. On the Duke in Rashi, the Piskerit, that the Nehemonis is taken mitzad. The Nehemonis is mitzad poraiti, and the Rashi is the Nehemonis is mitzad chazoke and afkemin and mishtamish in the Kaisel. This is the Pshat in the Reisha. Now we'll go to the Sefer. What is the Pshat in the Sefer? The Sefer is Becheska Shaloi Nosan. Why is Becheska Shaloi Nosan? So Rashi doesn't say, why Becheska Shaloi Nosan? The Hainu, dear, it's even less than Porati, right? Becheska Shaloi Nosan means that it's for sure he didn't pay and he has to pay now. Not only that he can't use the wall, it's Becheska Shaloi Nosan and you could sue him. Zogt Rashi, why? It's a chazoke. She'ein mishpat zegoli lakol. Ve'ad she'ichayvu beizdin, ein ayosu liten. So anyways, we have here a Mishneh, Klorim Mishneh. And the Sefer is a Chazoke Vadois that he didn't pay. And the Reisha, on Rashi, Rabbi Kibbehege said, you could have learned Pshat in the Mishneh, Razei is like the Piskerid, Piskeriyoz, read, that he's Bidin Porati, but not that it's a positive Chazoke. Rabbi Kibbehege is Medayik in Rashi that it's a positive Chazoke. So we have to remember this Rashi. Rav Kiveigi is right, as is Mashma in the Mishneh. The Sefer is Becheskas Shaloi Nosan, so stark that it could be Moitzi Momen, and the Reisha is Becheskas Shenosan, Shaloi Hoyo Boine Elim, can I yitzei it all up a Beisdin? This is the Pshat HaMishneh, this Rav Kiveigi, you see the blue Rav Kiveigi, the Ksavya. Frek the Tumim and Rav Kiveigi, a starke Kashe, and this Kashe we need to remember for the Sugi in Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis has a shaila. If a person is neman to say parati techzmani, you take alvor for 30 days, you come back in the middle, you said I paid you 2 weeks in. Shaila chazoket on parati techzmani or not? This is the next sugi beis Hashem. Zog the Gemara Toshma. It says in the Mishnah becheska shenosan ad sheyoviraya sheloi nosan. Hey chidomi. If he claims that he paid after the time when they finished the wall, pshita that he's neman. Every person is neman to say parati. Elo toich zmanoi, raya odom pirater zmanoi. Again, so the Gemara is asking a kasha on our Mishnah. Hey chidomi that he says becheska shenosan. Ile achar zmanoi, pshita. Elo ibe toich zmanoi, is a raya odom pirater zmanoi. Frek de tumim lefi Rashi, what is the raya? Maybe normally ain't not on pirater zmanoi. But here is a chazoki shoyo toivoi, shalo yoboine beloy toivoi. How did Mishnah bring the raya that Adam never before at his manoi? The Gemara says, "Ile achar zmanoi pshite, ibe toich zmanoi shmami no Adam pirat his manoi." What is the raya? Here Rashi said in the Mishnah that there's a chazaka that he wants the money. Rav Kiveger asked the question, and what the Gemara says, "Ile achar zmanoi pshite." It's not pshite, because I was mechadish now in Rashi that it's not only Nemon that he doesn't have to pay. I was mechadish in Rashi Nemon that he has a right to sue him. He has a right to be mishtamish in the koisel. So nochemol on Rashi the Mishnah is a parati, and the Rashi in Nemon that you don't have to pay, and in the Sefer you're not Nemon and you have to pay. But if we medayek in Rashi that the Reish is a chazoki gmura that he paid, and it gives him a permission to mishtamish in the koisel, frek the two Rabbi Kivehegir, two kashes. How the Gemara in Amud Beis will ask? From our Mishnah, she wanted to prove that other perater zmanoi. Why? Ki ile achar zmanoi pshita that is neman, and ir betoir zmanoi is a raya other perater zmanoi. Frek the kashes, no raya? First, what for the Gemara? Ile achar zmanoi pshita. It's a big chiddush in the Mishnah. That is a becheska shenosa that is neman that he built a wall to be mishtamish in the kaisel. And if it's betoich zmanoi, how the Gemara proves that on the pereter zmanoi, maybe it's because the chazoke. This kash of Ezra Hashem, when we learn the sugi in Amud Beis, Sidon Achlas David, Tumim, Rav Kiva Eger, it's very negat to the Iker Avone of the sugi in Amud Beis, Ezra Hashem, we'll get it in Amud Beis, Medav Gedenken das. Aber let me get zurück to our Mishnah. We'll go on the Reisha. So now we're having this chiddush of the Reisha. The first person built the wall, and now he's claiming to the other person to pay him. And the Mishnah is mechadesh that the other person is believed to say that he paid. Fregen alle Rishayni Mashayle. Rashbo, Ritbo, Veran. And maybe Tesis also. I don't understand. The wall is standing. I come over to you, Tzvi. Listen, I build the wall. Pay me. So he says, I paid. One second, maybe he could say, I build the wall, you pay me. How we know the first person built the wall? How we know the first person? I come here and say, I build the wall, pay me. Answer me, you build the wall. How I could come over, what is the whole Mishnah? I build the wall, I come over to you, Yankel, pay me. So you say, no, I paid, Neman. Stam, why? Who said I build the wall? The whole argument, he says he built the wall. One second. What is this whole Mishnah? Don't say that he agrees. The Yad Ramah says Chas v'Shol. Maybe say Einichnami. He could have said that he built it. We're talking that he was Moida. So he has a migu that I could have said that I built it. Believe me that I paid. So will be no sugya. So it's not talking that is the reason he's believed because the other person is not Makrish. As says the Yad Ramah. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah? Why? As they in Allah Rishonim. Now it's very interesting, and the Val, I don't know if we'll say an answer. Tesis also asks this kasha in the Bramaschil Ma'al Ba'ames, but Mishumma Tesis put his kasha in the Sefer, not in the Reisha. This is the reason when we say the kasha from the Rishonim, you don't remember it's a Tesis. Look in Tesis, the Bramaschil Ma'al Ba'ames. Tesis stole this kasha over on the Sefer. Ma'al Ba'ames, ain't Mechayev Imoiso, Mechatesis to Mechayev, who said you build? And the Reisha Teis didn't ask the kasha. I don't know. The Chaznish speaks it out. Mari Ben Lev speaks it out. Maybe we'll have a teretz. Halei. But the other Rishonim, Rashbo, Ritva, Ran, fragen the kasha. Zogen the Rishonim a teretz. Listen carefully. It's Megat Avi Avos Tesugyado. We're talking that is Eidim, that the first person came over to the second person and told him, listen, I want to build. Please come pay. The guy said, I'm not planning to build with you. I'm not planning to pay. Or he came over with him after the building. I built, please pay. The guy said, I'm not planning to pay. And now he claims that he paid. So the case is that, like Loshana Tesis, look in Tesis, Kegoin de Yadinen, the Kodim Chad, the Arzel Lechavrei, Vohoyo Mesareboy. He asked him and he said no. And he asked him and he said no. This is the case. So the Mishnah says, Becheska Shenosan, Achi Yoviraya Sheloinosan. Zog de Nachlas David, it's Givaldik in the Rashbo, it's Givaldik in the Ritmo, it's Givaldik in the Ran. It may be Givaldik in the Tesis. Oberashi for sure didn't learn that this is the case. Why? Why it can't be that Rashi learned that this is the case? Because Rashi says, and the Bura Maschil Achi Yovi Raye, it's Becheska Shenosan, the Aloch is his Nemon, till he proves that the other person didn't pay. How you prove that the other person didn't pay? So it's Rashi that you bring Aidin, that you asked him for the money, and he said no. So Rashi learns, if you asked him and he said no, he's not Nemon to say that he paid. So the case by us is not that he asked him and he said no. Again, the Rishonim asked Akashi, how we know the first person built the wall? So in the Rishonim, we have Aidim that he asked him and he said no. Because if stand that they agree, this is garnish. So we asked him and he said no. Zog din achlas David, it can't be pshat in Rashi. It can't be pshat in Rashi. Why it can't be pshat in Rashi? If this is the pshat in Rashi, Rashi says achi ovi raya. How you bring a raya that you built that he didn't pay? Again, the halacha is that the second person is never to say that he paid till you prove that he didn't pay. How you prove that he didn't pay? The way you prove that he didn't pay is that Rashi, you bring edim that you asked him and he said no. If this is the case of the Mishnah, why is Becheska Shenosan? Again, the Rishonim learned the case of the Mishnah Becheska Shenosan is that the first person is asking the second person pay. He's Neman. Well, how he could ask him without to pay? Mechatesi, you build it. The Rishonim says, I have Aidin that I asked, and he said no. One of them stated the Mishnah Becheska Shenosan. Lefi Rashi, in this case, is Becheska Sheloinosan. It's Becheska Sheloinosan, Lefi Rashi, in this case. Lefi Rashi, in this case, is Becheska Sheloinosan. Muzayin lefi Rashi to learn the Gemara, and I tell you another reason I know that Rashi didn't learn like that, because Rashi didn't say it. Rashi is a parshan. The Teretz is Rashi learned as Zevi state in Yad Rama, and as Zevi state in the Piskeriz Riyadz, that how we know the first person built the wall, we saw him building. We saw his tractor came, his stones came, and he built. Look in Rashi. Im Amar Reichon leAchar Shebnoi. We saw that he built. It's such a pashta pshat. We saw a person building. Now he comes over to the other person. Everyone saw that I built. I put the bricks. And the Rishonim weiss, this was not enough. You built. You put the bricks. Maybe you're a shliach. Mechatei says you. Mechatei says again. So if two pshatim, it's not pshat. But pshat the tava in the Mishnah. Pshat the tava in the Mishnah. Lefin Rishonim. The whole sugya has to start that one guy is suing the other person. Fucking the Rishonim, why I'm suing him? Maybe he will sue me. What is Moida Sigonish? So the Rishonim said, we're talking that I asked him and he said no. But on them, even if we saw one building, would never have a right to ask the other person. And Rashi Zog de Nachlas David, you can't learn like the Rishonim. You can't learn like the Rishonim Pshat. The Mele Rashi has to learn Pshat that Shibnoi, like the Yad Rama. Like the Biskiriyaz, we saw him building. This is enough. As end of Lomim Pshat in Rashi. Lomim Mamshech in the Rashi. So again, the halach is that he's neman to say that he paid, ad sheyovi raya, that he didn't pay. So again, the first one built it, Rishonim Rashi. The second one says, I paid you, he's neman. Ad sheyovi raya sheloi shilem. How you bring a raya that the other guy didn't pay? He says he paid, you bring a raya that he didn't pay. How you bring a raya that he didn't pay? Tell me, how you bring a raya that he didn't pay? I claim you owe me money. The guy said he paid his neman. Achi yovi raya, till you bring a raya that he didn't pay. Zogt Rashi, let me send the Rashi inside. Achi yovi raya atuvea eidim shetovoi veloi nosan loi. So what is the raya? I asked him and he said no. Said? This is called achi yovi raya. So how you bring a raya that he didn't pay? I asked him for the money and he said no. Zog the Russian Siman test, this is a riot? He said no. Tomorrow he paid. A lot of people say no because they don't have money, and when they get the money, they pay. He says, Zog the Russian, the end of Siman test, Rashi l'shitosin bo b'metziye, that says that when a person asks his friend for money, and he says no, if later he says that he paid, he lost his name on us. He lost his name on us. Oh, but we don't hold like that. Who is we? The Rosh. Now we know the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, and the Tesvis. All of the Rishonim that they remind me the Sugya that I asked them to pay and he said no. All of these Rishonim that I asked them to pay and he said no. And even so, he's Becheska Shenosan. We don't learn like Rashi. We can't learn Pshat Becheska Shenosan at Shiovi Raya. What is the Raya? I asked him for the money and he said no. Does he Nishken Raya? Zog the Rish, the Rosh, what is the Raya? That from the time that I asked him and he said no, was aiding that didn't move from him the whole time and saw that he never paid. Kipshuta, you have to bring Raya Kipshuta that he didn't pay. You have to bring Raya Kipshuta that he didn't pay. But on them, there's no Raya that he didn't pay.
Why
don't
you say
Lelo Vizier Rosh. So it's interesting. Rashi learns that if I asked him to pay and he said no, it's a raya that he never paid. It's a raya that he never paid. And if you're showing him, it's not a raya that he never paid. And the Loshna Rosh is in Siman Tes. In the end of the Siman, he boiled Hoda Oma Vemasnissim. וחזקה שנוסן עד שיובי ראי שלו אינוסן פירש ראי שיובי הטובי העינים שתבואי ולא אינוסן ותאמה, אתם משום שלו אינוסן מיד בשל שטוב היה ולא אילו בחזקה שלו אינוסן It's time to ask you על צלומדים, I don't know myself When Rashi means he brings aidim that I asked him for the money and he didn't want to pay Before I build, in the middle of the building or at the end of the building First, how you learn in Seder What? B'chidush. Then I think the Rosh is right. I trust him to give him the money. I'm a sugar. I said no. But after it, if Rashi is talking that he brings a raya later, it sounds much better. You owe money and you said no, you're not planning to pay. In the beginning, I didn't have money. I was hoping he would not build a wall and finish. After he built and I owe him the money, you think I'm a bad person? I don't know what is the emes in Rashi. The Rosh says he's not masking to Rashi. He doesn't knitch if Rashi meint azay or Rashi meint azay. I don't know what the Rosh himself. I'm just saying over the Rosh. Adam masnis bechesed shlosh shel Rashi shel Nosan pirush Rashi shel Shuvi atuve aidim shel Tvoi velo Nosan v'teime the mishum shel Nosan miyad b'shel Tov velo ilam bechesgas v'afilu im ama b'fnei aidim eini roitzel lita lecho dil mishtamuti kem mishtamesh v'Rashi l'teime perikam edu metzir gavitze ten loy v'ama praticho v'ain mishelo ipora ki goin shama aidim b'fneinu tova velo ipora b'fneinu Hoil veheiz laver al divrei beizdin shuv en enem alem aporati shel beidim ושם כוספתי שאין נראה לי דבורוב גם כאן נראה לי שלא כדבורוב he holds like this deer, he holds like this here I'm also deer חוילק it's one מחלגת לשיט עושינו it's interesting deer, based in told him to pay again, if a person says he owe me money and I say no There's no tzad that Rashi holds that he's levin lema to say later that he paid. Only if Beis Din told him to pay, Zog the Rosh. And he said no, and he's such a chotzuf, Lazar Adivre Beis Din, Mistobi he will never pay. This is what the Rashi that the Rosh himself brings. Again, Rashi holds that the Raya is, I asked and he said no. And Zog the Rosh is l'shitosoi, that if a person, Beis Din told a person to pay, and he said no, he's not a chotzuf, Lazar Adivre Beis Din. He's not a chotzuf laver al divrei beizdin. Mistame he will pay. He's not such a chotzuf laver al divrei beizdin. He's not such a chotzuf laver al divrei beizdin. Mistame he will pay. And if he didn't pay, such a chotzuf will never pay. That's the Rashi by us. Even that by us, the Maaseh Beis Din never told him. But Rashi says, "Val mishpot ze golui lakoil," and I said, "No, I'm such a chotzuf." I'm just saying, I have to know if it's in the beginning or later. Veisach nishgenoi, where is exactly the chutzpah of Rashi? But again, we have to remember the Rashba. The Ritva, the Ran, all of these Rishonim didn't learn like that. They were Maimid Ar Sugya, that how Bichlal we know that the first person built a wall? We asked him for the money and he said no. So Mele Mistome he didn't pay. Aber Rav Dem Shteit, Becheska Shenosan, that he is Nema to say that he paid. Aber on them, Bichlal we don't know that the first person built a wall. And Lefirashi Lechurem, he can't be Zogin Azei. This is the first part of the Mishnah. We'll stop here. Thank you.